There will never be another era like that ever again in terms of heavyweight fighting. Ever.
Untouchable. It's just, sad.
It can't. It is. You know what? It is sad. It's sad.
Well,
that
the culture has changed.
I know. And now there's other outlets for you know mixed martial arts, and boxing is really unfortunately taking kind of a back seat.
It really
to
has.
That. I mean, in terms of there are still the big fights, and I don't want to discount those because you still have a guy in Money May who is going to go down as one of the
Money
greatest.
May.
I mean, one of the greatest, whether you like him or not. The dude's record speaks for itself, but he's still got to fight Pacquiao, in my opinion. And I think Pacquiao is pretty spectacular.
Punching people in the head is a lost art.
Money May would dismantle Manny Pacquiao like we've never seen. At this stage in the game.
You think so? Well, you think maybe 2 years ago would have been the prime position for both of them to fight?
I think for Manny, is probably going back even further than 2 years ago.
Really?
You
got to
understand, this Manny, and I love Manny, he's one of the most exciting guys we've seen in a long, long time because he's fast, but he also had that power. And that's one thing with Money Mayweather. You can watch him, and his style is one of he's not going to be laying out knockout punches, although he can. That's one of the other reasons why when folks, the casual fan, will go and watch some fights, they want to see some knockouts.
You know what I always say? Punching people in the head is a lost art.
That's true, Matty T.
It really is. It's a sad, sad lost art that
what's this world coming to?
I know. Well, now it's about the kicking and
Rolling around on the ground together. You know, getting
loss.
All.
You know, yeah. I haven't really jumped on board on UFC, but I'll give UFC credit, a lot of credit. They have not had a really solid identity until the past 5 years, and they've really started when they started. You know, saying, "Hey, this is you. We are UFC." And they gave themselves a definitive name. I think that was important for them to establish an identity. And they also have that kind of you're either in or out culture. You're in and you know the guys.
Oh, you're either part of the club
or you're not.
Or you're way.
That's it. That is it. Boxing, I still think
you can't even buy one of those. what is that?
What is that? Tap out shirt?
You
want
can't
a tap
buy
out shirt?
One
no.
Unless you're a member of the MMA
exactly.
community.
Exactly. You got to have big traps. Got to have big traps to get one of those.
Speaking of which, I do have some awesome UFC swag to give away this week.
Ooh.
Thanks to our friends at Suddenlink. Yes, some nice UFC t-shirts and FlexFit hats.
What's your go-to move, Matty T? What's your takedown move?
The behind the
full leg lock?
The behind the back.
No, I'm not talking about.
Oh. You're talking about fighting moves.
In the parking lot of Walgreens.
That's my takedown move.
I like that move. I do like that
That's
move.
That's my
save it for the police.
I call it put him in the trunk.
Gosh. Oh, Matty T, I
always
love you, buddy.
Taking it that step too far, Matty. Thank you.
I can't believe it's already 4th of July week. I cannot
June's
believe
over.
It's already 4th of July week.
Done.
This is a big week for us, though, my friend. Not only we got Mike Tyson's birthday today. Over the weekend, Stacey Lewis, big victory. There's some news coming out of the PGA Tour. Tiger didn't make the cut.
First time in 26 tournaments, by the way.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But I'm still feel a little hopeful because Tiger feels hopeful. I don't know if he's actually believing this, that he's got a chance in the Open. But I want to believe he has a chance.
I hope he does. It's good for the game if he has a chance.
I didn't watch any PGA Tour golf yesterday.
I didn't either.
I did not watch one swing.
Not a swing?
You want to watch?
What did you do?
LPGA Tour golf.
Supporting a Razorback, were you?
And I went Stacey Lewis. We'll hear from her in a moment. Also, some Word Cup today. Because tomorrow, you know, it's the World Cup. Well, we have a little game here that's called the Word Cup.
Oh.
It's a def.
What
is
that?
Which is funny because it's a play on words.
Get out.
See? Yeah. We have a game that folks can call in and.
You're going to win some darn good prizes if you get the words right.
Gosh,
that's for sure.
Darn it. You're right.
Dang it, if I may say so.
Some
pardon my language.
Incredible things, no doubt indeed. So, like I said yesterday, I watched this LPGA Tour.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Walmart. Here's what I don't understand. Stacey Lewis.
Uh huh.
Went to the University of Arkansas, okay? She is the number one ranked golfer in the world. The number one ranked golfer in the world, okay? I don't think she's being celebrated as much as she should be. Even nationally.
By who? Here? Locally?
Certainly
here
in this state.
Okay.
And then nationally, because I can't remember the last time we had an American female ranked number one. The story of the last few years on the tour,
it's always been international.
Although you had Morgan Pressel's little pink ball. Was she the one with the pink ball? Or was that Amanda Creamer? I don't
know. Paula? You mean Paula?
Paula Creamer.
Paula Creamer. We know Paula.
This girl is number one in the world. Yeah. She should be, in my opinion, on commercials, endorsements, major endorsements. There is no reason why. I haven't seen one commercial with this girl as an endorsement.
But who on the LPGA gets stuff like that, though? Okay, so what you're saying is you're not just fighting for Stacey Lewis. You're fighting for female golfers
everywhere. No. I'm fighting for America. That's the one thing when you talk about – we just talked about heavyweight boxing. There isn't a lot of Americans or any Americans that really have a shot to win.
Not on that level.
Not on the heavyweight level, right? So that's a lot of people think why maybe it's not as popular right now. Same thing with soccer. If the Americans go out and win this World Cup, mess around and get a triple-double.
Well, you think they're going to get on the Wheaties box? You think that's going to come back front page of the paper?
Yeah. She threw up a 65, Stacey Lewis, when she needed to the most. She played fantastic golf. 70 it was a three-day tournament.
Yeah.
70, 66, 65. She won by one shot. Oh, by the way, she birdied 18 to win that.
And no bogeys in the final round, which is
flawless.
That is equally as impressive as making X number of birdies that she was able to.
Oh, and by the way, she's going into the Razorback Hall of Honor in September.
Along with someone Kenoy else
Kennedy.
We know.
Yeah, Kenoy Kennedy. 501-433-1037. 501-433-1037. In addition to today's festivities, I got a list that I'm going to share with you. I'd love for you to add to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the most outrageous acts on the field of play. And this has to tie in a little bit with Suarez and Mike Tyson. Of course, they have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the poor English guy that got half of his ear bitten off?
Yes, I did. That is grotesque.
In the same game. Was it? No, it was against Uruguay. Yeah, it was a different game.
Yeah, it was a different game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little bit of Suarez.
So any field of play. We're going all fields of play, not just soccer and
all fields of play.
All fields of play, the most insane things that we've witnessed.
Roberto Alomar spitting an umpire's face at one point. Now that was pretty gross.
It's not allowed on most fields of play.
No, that's gross. I can't think of a more disrespectful and disgusting thing to do.
Well, maybe punching the guy in the face would be up there too.
I don't know. Spit's a little bit too...
Yeah, it's personal.
A little bit too intimate for me.
I mean, you'd have to go take a bath after that.
Swap it some spit.
Ugh.
Also, game balls and jock straps. I got a bunch of them today. Some go back a little ways that I hadn't got a chance to get to, but we will today.
You can make it up.
All your game balls and jock straps. I'm over here a little bit from Stacey Lewis, just because I think she deserves a lot of credit, a lot of attention. This is her first time winning the Northwest Arkansas Championship, NWA. First time. So it meant a lot to her.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you'd think it would be.
Yeah, it's her backcourt. Backyard.
NB Park won it last year. You surprised I know that? Here's Stacey talking about the tournament.
It's so hard to play here. It's so much harder than people think. And I can tell you I was more nervous today than I was at the U.S. Open last week. And that's just how much this place means to me. And it's just really, really special to win here. Yeah, it feels great. I mean, coming off of last week where I was so close and then to come here and to win, it's really nice to just have that going into the British. But I don't know what it is about these final rounds. I love getting in the heat of the battle at the last day and just making some birdies.
I love how she acknowledges that in the last round, that's where she wants to compete more than anything. And not only that, next week, she'll be headed to, not next week. Next tournament is going to be the Open.
The Open.
Which she is a defending champ of, by the way.
Right.
Some notable numbers. This comes out of the Statewide Daily today. She has won three times this year on the PGA Tour. She made $300,000.
Total?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think about that discrepancy?
It's a pretty big one.
A little bit of a difference between what Justin Rose made over the weekend and what she made.
And also, I mean, that's just tournament play. You think the PGA guys on the men's side, they're getting those endorsements.
What do you see whenever you see commercials during all these tournaments?
Oh, Phil. Every year it says Phil comes and makes $50 million.
Endorsements. That's what it's all about, endorsements. And you were calling earlier for Stacey Lewis and really female golfers to maybe get an opportunity at some of those endorsements. I think they're there, but not even close to the level of what the men's side is going to get. And that comes down to marketing. You know, who do these companies feel like they can market to on a broader scale? And right now, and just like it's been with the NBA and any other male and female sports that are you know, it's an equal sport, but not equal. It doesn't have equal viewership. It doesn't have equal value in terms of TV rating. And I think that's the big thing.
Let me ask you this question.
Talk to me.
I mean, you're plugged in to the social pipeline. You're plugged into the folks. Do you think the casual fan in Arkansas knows that you have a former Razorback that's the number one professional female golfer in the world?
I don't think
as many people know about that they should, first of all, in the state, and then second of all, in the country.
Well, I think listeners of this radio station certainly know that.
Oh, they're brilliant. They're brilliant.
Well, of course, they're the smartest. But you guys give them, you know, a lot of credit. That's something that local radio here will do, and you guys will talk about. Every time Stacey Lewis makes a top 10, she's mentioned here on the radio, basically, you know? And I think that helps, but you're right. Outside the borders of this state, I don't think the average sports fan could tell you who is the number one female golfer in the world.
Fair, and I know it's
unless
it's
it was Michelle Wee.
Unless
it was Michelle Wee. If Michelle Wee was, I think people would know, and here's why. She jumped on the scene at 15 years old.
Oh, playing against guys.
Remember, she was the prodigy. She was the next, you know, the next greatest thing to hit golf, and she tapered off. She almost peaked too soon, and finally she picked up her first major.
It's funny you say tapered off, because did you see her this weekend? She has all this blue tape all over her leg.
Is she really?
It's like this comes on therapeutic
tape. It help her putting that she leans all the way? It's kind of, it's an odd putting style.
She's going to suffer some back issues. She keeps doing that.
although
she's stretching her hamstrings out like I've never seen anyone do in my life.
She needs a chiropractor.
I'm just trying to get Stacey Lewis a huge endorsement deal, okay?
I know. And I think you need to be the guy on the forefront of this, Pat Bradley. I think you can do it. You need to be the marketeer.
The girl's got a great story.
A spectacular story, yes.
The crooked back.
Scoliosis. Yeah. It's well documented that she is someone. She's someone who could be an inspiration to a lot of young golfers out there, and I think she will be. It's just at this point in her career, she's been number one now for about a month, maybe 2 months. If she's able to continue her reign at number one and keep winning these big tournaments, I think she will, in the golf community at least, really start to make a name for herself.
Hey. Okay, let me just throw this out there.
Throw it to me, Pat Bradley.
Do you think it maybe would have something to do with the fact that her looks, maybe she doesn't go out of her way to go to a photo shoot dressed up in some short skirt, or go to a photo shoot with some kind of a bikini or maybe a
talking about some recent covers of Golf Digest magazine?
Well, not only that, I do think that part of marketing and part of endorsing, and I don't think it should matter with her because she's just so darn good. I mean, come on, all she does is win. You look at other girls, Natalie Gulbis, even Paula Creamer, some of these other girls who
market themselves in a different way
are looked at as more of somebody that you could open up the
catalog and see them
pictures of them.
They sex it up a little bit.
Did
I just bluntly say it?
Yeah. We were I like fancy. How you okay, said it thanks. Though.
I don't know.
Shouldn't be that way.
I think Stacey Lewis, I think her game will speak for itself if she continues, but she's got to keep it up. It can't be a short-lived stay at number one. It can't be a major every 3 years. It's got to be, you know, close to a major every other year, maybe.
If she can
pull one out every year, she will definitely be up in that Paula Creamer level of recognition.
She should be.
You got to think of it like this. She's just building. She's getting in the prime of her career right now.
Right.
And you know what? She's an attractive girl. It's not. There's nothing.
I think she's a beautiful girl.
I think
girl.
She is, too. And I think with the right marketing team, she'll be up. She'll be fine.
Right. She made $1.9 million this year in golf so far. According to my sources, we're only in June 30, Mike Tyson's birthday. Do you think she's made more up to this point in endorsements or on the course?
Endorsements.
You do? You think she's made more than one? You think she's made $2 million in endorsements this year?
Wait. You said how
she's
much?
She's made $1.9 million.
On the course?
On the course.
Oh,
this year.
Oh, no. I thought you meant total. Like everything together. No. I think she's made more on the course. Absolutely.
That's not right.
It ain't right.
That ain't right.
It's the world we live in, Pat Bradley.
Okay, who should we? Oh!
You almost look too excited to go to the phones.
TC, hey, Sleepy T is with us. Sleepy T.
Finally, somebody is on my side with this. I say she is the most underrated athlete ever in Arkansas history. She is the greatest athlete in the state right now for her profession. She's an athlete, and I cannot for the life of me understand why she's going to get more respect.
Do you think, Tommy, when you look at the world of female sports and you look at tennis and you look at who's getting the – you know, you see Maria Sharapova and all these Nikon – is it Nokia? Nikon? All mm-hmm. these
– Powers, Canon Power Shot or something
she,
like that. Yeah.
And listen, she's great. Great player. But Stacey's approach is a little bit different. She's the one that comes out when Paulina Gretzky was on the cover of Golf Digest. She's the one that says, oh, she shouldn't be on the cover of Golf Digest. You know, she's – do you think that adds to it, as Matty T would say, the sexiness of it?
She's probably right, but you know as well as I do, sex sells, and I understand all that, but she's entitled to her point of view. But, I mean, basically on the playing field, she does not get the respect in this state that she deserves.
All right, you asked 10 Arkansans, okay, who are, most of the Arkansans are pretty well in the know of sports, a casual sports fan. How many do you think know that a Razorback right now is the number one golfer in the world? Out of 10. Of the best in the world.
I'd say 7.
I think
6 or 7. Yeah. I think anybody who follows sports should know this. But if I'm going to have soccer crammed down, I mean, if I'm going to have to be forced to watch soccer, and you know, soccer, the whole thing is we don't get respect. You know what? Worldwide, maybe in the United States, you don't get the respect you want. But in her home state, she's not just wants it. I guess she wants it. She's earned it.
Hey, give me a billboard of her.
Somewhere. Think about this, though. Let's not say she doesn't get any respect, because she is already just getting into the prime of her career, been inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame after, I believe, her first major. So it's not like she's getting zero credit. She has been recognized by voters in the state that she is one of the top athletes in Arkansas sports history. So that does count for something, I think, at least. Not to the level that she should get. I'm with you guys. I think she should get more recognition, but she is getting some, and she has gotten some love from them.
I've talked with your father, and he says that you have problems in this area. you're somewhat of a sexist pig, and you'll grow out of it.
Baz 2.0.
Let me tell you what. If this were a male, it would be, if it was a male that was ranked number one in the world, we would not hear the end of it. Now, I know ladies' golf, nowhere near men's golf. And by the way, your listeners are much more astute than mine, apparently. I saw that the guy that won the NASCAR race, Keselowski, won $286,000. Dickie Lewis won $300,000. Can that be right?
That would be shocking. Let me check on that, Tommy.
I would think a NASCAR race car winner would get close to $800 million.
I would think so.
Depends on the race, too, I think.
Well, here's a question for you, Tommy. Stacey Lewis, this is according to the newspaper today, $1.9 million money earned by Stacey Lewis this year. Do you think...
All right, let's be real frank about this. If she were twice as attractive, do you think it would help?
I think she's gorgeous.
Well, I mean,
she's beautiful on the inside, Tommy.
She's kind of plain.
Well, and that's part of it. That's her. That's how she is consistent.
She's not out there with Kramer and Dubas trying to the sex sales, and they say they don't play that game, but you know they do. And we wears that stuff on her leg, whatever the hell that is. My God, I don't know what it is, but I'd like to be that for one day. But I, I don't know how much that detracts from it, how much her stance on the other girl being on Golf Digest. I just think that the girl has earned her respect. And hey, I'm not the world's biggest girls golf fan. I watch it over soccer, but well, let's not even go there.
Tommy, I can watch female golf and softball. Female saw those. I could watch those all day long.
Well, I saw Saturday ESPN2 had the cheerleading championships on.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
You know those. I follow those closely.
We're heading into the dog days of summer. I think coming up Thursday night, they've got a Hot Wheels tournament.
Get your bracket ready, Tommy. Get your bracket ready for something. It's summertime.
Hey, y'all have a great day, but check on that, because that just doesn't sound right to me, that NASCAR number, because okay. If a ladies' golf is paying more than NASCAR, that just doesn't sound right to me.
I do know Keselowski cut his hand celebrating with a champagne bottle after he won that.
He had to get stitches.
I mean, that's just NASCAR soap opera.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I know guys that have hurt their hand with tomato soup celebrating.
I'm so happy to be back, big guy. All right, later, Tommy. Love you, buddy.
See you, Tommy. Hey, here's a quick stat for you. They ESPN has not released at least a preliminary on Brad Keselowski's page, but when he finished earlier this year in second place at Pocono and also at Dover, he finished in second. He earned $213,000 at one and $250,000 at the other. So it does depend. It varies by race, first of all. And for winning, I'd imagine it's up quite significantly. Maybe even
now,
upwards of $50,000 more than that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but every time we see the Forbes top 50 list highest paid athletes with endorsements,
Jimmy Johnson, the big drivers,
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
They slap advertisements on everything.
Yeah. On everything. So I could see how they could swap out a winning purse.
Just for being sponsored.
For being sponsored.
And of course, a lot of that goes to cover the car and everything is sponsored. Jeremy Flynn here at the Buzz can probably go into more detail about that. Just how
is he sponsored?
The inner workings.
Did he ever mention that NASCAR was started by bootleggers?
I didn't know that.
It's an interesting fact, actually. So
we have
Prohibition to thank for NASCAR.
I'm reading a great book about Prohibition right now. Oney Madden, the Arkansas Godfather.
Really?
Oh yeah, he came Hot Springs. Great. I'll get into.
Sounds fascinating.
Later. All right, let's. We got Psycho Sid, Alan, Greg. Psycho Sid, hang on because I have an idea of what the discussion is going to be with boxing and Boom Boom Mancini. I'm just going to sneak in Alan here. With Stacey Lewis in the World Cup. Alan, this should be interesting.
No, I was going to say with Stacey Lewis, I think Tommy's right about the state, but nationally, I think she gets the bump that a normal LPGA number one would get. She's got a major sponsor with a commercial with Marathon. She's been on Faraday.
Sure, she had. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Every time a news story comes out, they always quote her with regard to the Gretzky girl and the 11-year-old in the U.S. Open. Kind of like they always go to Tiger to get his opinion on major golf events. And the other point I'd make is that the other two that have been number one recently, I guarantee you, they haven't been on endorsements. It's been like Suzanne Pedersen and MB Park. And
how
are
you,
they
Suzanne
are.
Pedersen? I know who Suzanne is. Suzanne,
well,
I would say
and
her
I
name.
Do too. And we all know why. But you know what I'm saying? That she doesn't get any puff either. But anyway, I was just throwing that out there.
Thanks, man. Good call, brother.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Greg, what's going on, man? You're in the zone.
Not much, man. Hey, it is about sexiness. I mean, if you look at Anna Kournikova, I mean, she didn't win jack as a as a tennis, and she was one of the highest endorsed female players. But I also believe it's a lot of Stacey's personality. I mean, she's just not over the top with her personality. It doesn't mean it's wrong, right, or indifferent. Man, I loved watching her win yesterday, and I don't like female golf. I mean, it's just not that exciting. But, man, she's from Arkansas. She's one of us, and, man, we need to do everything we can to support her. You know, you remember when Jermaine won the world championship. This whole state was behind him. And
hey, that was one of the great moments in the last decade or even, I guess, and further. It goes back to, what, 03, 04 is when he won it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is not going to get the same fanfare, but I certainly think it deserves the some major attention because, I mean, if you think about it, number one in the world, there's very few who can ever even say number one at anything. And except Pat Bradley being number one in our hearts.
Thank you, Buggy. Thank you, Buggy. Matty T, which one should we go to?
I say Ryan real quick because he had some info on
then
the NASCAR.
We're gonna end with Psycho Sitting. Boom, boom. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, not much. I just want to throw in, you know, on NASCAR, you know, when Brad, he gets his money for winning, you've got pit crews and pit bosses and everybody else that gets money, too. So, I mean, there's still a lot more money than just what Brad wins off a race when they win a race.
Yeah, the take is split, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most of his money then is coming off endorsements.
He gets a lot of it. I mean, he gets majority of it, of course. But they got to pay everybody else.
Let's take he's going to pay off his guys. Yeah. That's going to be at least half of what he – I can't imagine a race winnings. Half of that's going to go – unless that's already built
you
in.
Better you got to save group. Some for the script club.
I think that's already – I think what Brad gets, what Brad – that what they say what Brad's share is his share. But I think that the pit crew and pit bosses, they get a part, too. It's just not just Brad.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call, Ryan.
All right, thanks.
And then, yeah, true. It's a good point. Matty T says he's going to save some for the after party.
Of course.
The hotel lobby.
The champagne. Whatever else they dump on him after the race.
Roger Goodell says he doesn't want him to go to the scrimp club. He's going to go to the scrimp club.
He's going
to
do it.
He's going to cut his hand on a champagne bottle. Okay, we were talking earlier about boxing because it's Mike Tyson's birthday.
Yes.
And some of the heavyweights how boxing seems to... It just hasn't. It's not the popularity where it was back in the 50s or 60s. And Psycho Sid wants to get in a little bit on that. What's up, Psycho Sid? Psycho Sid!
Oh, bless his heart. He couldn't
Psycho
hang on to
Psycho Sid! Psycho Sid! Psycho Sid! I have a feeling what Psycho Sid was going to say. When Boom Boom Mancini fought on national TV and he fought Dooku Kim, beat him so bad, killed him. And that was a nationally televised fight, which they used to televise boxing matches on ABC, CBS.
Oh, yeah.
And so when that happened,
it was a big deal.
If you can imagine a guy during an NFL CBS game on Sunday
getting killed,
hit, and then sent to the hospital and killed, it kind of had some people think that had an effect on America where, hey, this is such a violent sport. Maybe we're not going to put this on.
This okay?
It's more of a pay-per-view event to watching two guys punch each other.
Wow.
So it was that was when a change in the culture started to happen, which I'm guessing was part of what his point was. Which is, by the way, a great documentary.
You see what we're doing with this song here?
I do.
See, Stacy, you know, she may be a plain Jane, but her mom, woo!
And she knows exactly where she stands. She was staring straight at the leaderboard when it flashed up. Christy Kerr was through 17 tied with her. Not the easiest 7-8 footer you've ever had, though. This one's sliding away from her. Definitely outside of the hole.
And she's got it.